Our top story this hour, Syrian President Bashar al-Assad dismisses Deputy Prime Minister Adri Jamil. Reports say Jamil has been removed due to lack of coordination with other officials and his performance. The Syrian Deputy Premier was recently in Geneva, and some sources say he'd met US officials there. Syrian TV has released a statement saying the official was dismissed because he did not follow up on his duties and undertook activities without coordinating with the government. Mohammed Ali is our correspondent. He's with us now live from Damascus. Let's get the updates from him. So, Mohammed, this looks like a very important development, and it's quite surprising for many why President Bashar al-Assad at this time should make this decision just when Lakhdar Brahimi as well is in Damascus, and he's said to have held talks with the opposition as well.
Yes, Huma. However, we know that the Syrian president issued this decree dismissing the deputy prime minister for the economic affairs from his post because of several reasons. First, he left the country without any permit. He has no authorization to leave his country. Second, he left Syria. He left his office at a time there are many issues that needs to be followed up, economically speaking, because Syria is going through a very difficult situation and circumstances, especially economically speaking. So first, he has no permit. Second, he is not following up his duties. And third, which is also very important, the third reason for dismissing him was that he started holding a number of meetings outside the country, outside Syria, without also coordinating with the Syrian government. So three reasons, actually, why Qadri Jamil, the Deputy Prime Minister for Economic Affairs, was dismissed in that decree, presidential decree. And as you also mentioned, meanwhile, the UN Arab League envoy Al-Brahimi continues his meetings inside Damascus. He has met with the Foreign Minister Walid Al-Muallim and also met with several opposition representatives inside Syria, like the National Democratic Committee and like the groups like the Coalition for Peaceful Change, who all said that they are willing to take part in Geneva to, if it happens or whenever it happens, they want a peaceful solution for the unrest. Tomorrow we are expecting to see Mr. Al-Brahimi perhaps meeting with the Syrian President Bashar al-Assad.
Right, and we know, Mohammed, that Qadri Jamil himself had been saying that he supports the Geneva II conference. When he visited Moscow, for instance, he was calling for all-out support for a peace conference, and his positions were, we could say, in line with what President Bashar al-Assad was saying concerning the peace conference and a political way out of the situation. So has there been anything said on his behalf or by himself that we could say contradicts the position of the Syrian government?
Well, let me tell you something, if I got the question correctly. Qadri Jamil also heads an opposition party inside Syria, and he is also, at the same time, he was at least the Deputy Prime Minister for Economic Affairs. Qadri Jamil, as an opposition figure, will be taking part in the Geneva II conference or any international peaceful meeting outside Syria regarding the Syrian unrest as a opposition figure. And at the same time, the Syrian government has no problem to sit at the table of dialogue with all the Syrians, all the political opposition groups, also in Geneva too. And this was expressed today by Foreign Minister and also expressed previously by the President Bashar al-Assad. However, Qadri Jamil, once again, as an opposition figure, will be taking part in the Geneva conference, and the Syrian government has no problem to sit with any political opposition group.
Mohammed Ali, our correspondent with us there live from Damascus. Thank you.